Blog Talk Radio.
What up, fam?
How you feeling?
We're back again.
Yes, sir.
I hit the earth like a comet invasion. Stand stands permanent, shine like Arthur Razor. You don't understand, I'm so amazing. Mental bullets be brazen, making Caucasian persuasions. Focus on the hip hop nation. My launch laser, angel dust. I'm rushing, crushing seeds like the 86 Bears need. Trap behind the fence, overstand. You can't catch rain because of your mere hesitance. Bridge drop with verbal, eye, your eyes bloody. Vocab sophisticated like old Trinidadians playing rugby. My verbal assault is filled with concrete words, and your mere words can never budge me. Unorthodox rhymes, contagious like sick and posse. Can't touch me. Y'all forgot real bad boys moving sounds. Got the machine catching my soul, ATM scanning my iris. My vocals rain for centuries like the soul of the sirens. It's the CDC protecting me or releasing the virus. I can't tell. Just trying my best to fight my way out of hell. It's my own fucking fault. I'm 100,000 in cells trying to repent. Still represent, and still get bit. And Lord knows my box is still filled with lint. Lord, how am I supposed to be the Lord of the land when the Lord's of my land keep trying to take the Lord out of my hands and fill my heart with such wickedness? For my life, I can't get with this. For life is so intricate, filled with so many holes, makes American cheese twist. This part of the game is this. I must have missed this part of the class. I'm trying to affect your brain with an analysis like a cigarette. Truth bad. Keep writing. The time is now. The place is here. The time is now. The place is here. The time is now. The place is here. Time to get up on your grind. Put it again. The time is now. The place is here. The time is now. The place is here. The time is now. The place is here.
Introducing Armand Ray King.
There is no faith more true or just than to know the things that are, to acknowledge things. For all things, to the one that made them, which thing I will not cease continually to do. Hat Aden, Amen, which translates into all praise be to Amen. Good Hado come in, fam. You're tuned into another episode of Amani Speaks. I am your host, Armand Ray Minute Hout. Today's show is titled, Ripping Your Soul. The quote of today's show comes from the Nitir Session, Book 11, Verse 33, and it goes as follows. But rational men, over whom, as we have said, the mind bears rule, do not suffer like other men, but being free from viciousness and being not evil, they do suffer evil. And that will be the end of the quote. Now, when I was thinking this morning about today's show, where was I going to go with it? At one point, I thought about naming it a great virtue. Patience is a great virtue. That's what I was thinking about naming it, because I was reading this book by Kevin Trudeau called Debt Cures, and just excerpts from it. It was talking about the credit industry advantage of regular people like you and I. The credit industry is one of the most profitable industries in the nation. As quiet as kept. And it's so profitable because many of us really don't have a clue on how it works, and therefore our ignorance of that system, they take full advantage of us because of that. That's why it's so important that you must know that there is no faith more true or just than to know the things that are. And in today's world, the credit system is one of the things, one of the biggest things that are, because it controls so much of what we do on a day-to-day basis. It controls so many of the decisions we make on a day-to-day basis. Too far off the subject matter of today, which is ripping your soul. And I look at what's going on in today's world, what came up today as I was looking at the One-Eyed Devil, and there was a show on that was talking about the life of comedian Red Fox. And I begin to look at what, not Red Fox specifically, but what we all go through in this world, how much importance we put on financial stability. How can I say it, fills our lives, or it rips our lives apart. Now, I was listening to Red Fox's story, how he came to Harlem from Chicago, and he was living on a rooftop. And his co-star, Demond Wilson, from the Sanford and Son show, asked him, well, what did you do when it rained? And his answer was, I didn't go home. Now, I knew from reading Malcolm X's autobiography that they knew each other pretty well. I knew that from reading Malcolm X's book. I didn't know they was living on that rooftop together. But I mention it to say that you never know what situation you're going to end up in life and who you're going to end up there with. You just never know. So when we're living our lives, the situation of the world makes it difficult, very difficult, to regenerate your soul to its proper state. Almost seems as if the world is, well, not the world, the situations in life is set up so that we will never rebuild our souls or regenerate our souls properly. It seems that part of life is set up so that it can continuously rip our souls apart, to ensure that we never regenerate. That's what it seems like this world is set up to be. And one of the big culprits to ripping our souls apart is financial instability. It takes us to places that most of us just do not want to go. Keep ourselves together, keep our souls together, and get through this life with a proper regeneration, that we resurrect back to our immortal selves. You know, it's very hard. To some people, it just seems, excuse my French, damn near impossible. And so that's why they look at life from a standpoint of hardship, pain, and suffering. And that makes them give in to things that we describe as the dark side or evil. It's very easy for some to give into that kind of existence. Seems as if this world is set up to destroy us. I wanted to start reading from the 11th book of the Nitir Sesson. It's titled, Of the Common Mind to Imhotep. And it goes as follows. The mind, O Imhotep, is of the very essence of Amen. If yet there be any essence of Amen, what kind of essence that is, he alone knows himself exactly. The mind, therefore, is not cut off or divided from the essentiality of Amen, but united as the light of the sun. And this mind in men is Amen, and therefore are some men divine, and the humanity is their divinity. For the good spirit called the Neter immortal men, and men mortal Neter. I said that last week. But in the brutal beasts, or unreasonable living creatures, the mind is their nature. For where there is a soul, there is the mind. And where there is life, there is also a soul. In living creatures, therefore, that are without reason, the soul is life, void of operations of the mind. For the mind is the benefactor of the souls of men and works to the proper good. And in unreasonable things, it cooperates with the nature of every one of them, but in men it works against their natures. For the soul being in the body is straightway made evil by sorrow and grief and pleasure or delight. For grief and pleasure flow like juices from the compound body, whereto when the soul entreats or descends, she is moistened and tainted with them. I also said that last week. So when we live our lives, that's the end of what I'm going to read there. But let me continue. We live in our lives. Sometimes we find the time so hard to deal with. Sometimes it's almost unbearable. And these are the times when you got to ask yourself, do you have it within you to outlast the grief and sorrow and suffering of the times, the hardships, and keep your soul together and reach out for what is labeled the good? And when I talk about the good, I speak of the one and only. I speak of the one. As many men have thought that we are alone in this journey of life, that's not true at all. As I just read, the one is the mind in man, or the one through that man or woman's mind. That's why it's so essential for us to keep our minds intact, keep them together, and not pollute it with foreign substances. I don't know what you can, it means to be sober, to not be a drunk, to not be high on any substance. That's why it's important to stay that way. And to do that is to keep your mind intact to communicate with the One. I know in my Indirazi meetings when I begin to talk about Sesson, nobody felt that, you know. It scared people away. Times it made me almost ashamed to talk about it. Because I would tell myself, oh, they're not going to understand. Keep it to yourself. But, you know, the more I read the Nitir Sesson, the more I begin to realize that it was already in me to talk of Sesson and to let others know that they are the Sesson of the universe. It's not something that only I can do. Everyone with a soul can do this. Most of us don't, because we're not even aware of Sesson. Why are we not aware of Sesson? Well, if you spend your life attainment continuously 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, then you wouldn't be aware of the presence of Sesson because you're so preoccupied with entertainment all the time. And this is what's ripping our souls apart. We are so preoccupied with continuously being entertained that very few of us clear our minds for that minute, hour out of a day to get into our minds that there possibly is a greater intelligence than us that has brought this whole universe into being, and that we can all communicate with that greater intelligence. Most of us think that's impossible, that it's crazy. So we don't even try. Go through our lives, wondering which way is up and which way is down, which way is right, which way is left. And when we don't know the answers to that, then we look for these so-called heroes. I say so-called heroes because the more you find out about them, the more you begin to realize that there wasn't really anything heroic about them. And this is the famous people they put in front of us. I'm not speaking about any particular famous person. Famous people that they put in front of us, what they want these famous people to look like to us, what they want for us, for these famous people to mean to us. And again, this is really not about Red Fox. It has nothing to do with him. But it made me realize by looking the documentary about him that we put so much into being famous and fortunate, not knowing that it's the illusions of this world. And until we figure that out, our souls will keep getting ripped apart by this world, chasing the illusions of this world, And the result of chasing those illusions is hardship, suffering, pain, loss, confusion, and I can go on and on. It's nothing good. Those illusions, we may get to ride on the train of fame and fortune for a brief time. But in the end, it always come back to bite us. Oh, okay, you had your enjoyment. Now we're going to bring you back into the real. And so people out there listening to the sound of my voice, I seriously urge you to take a step back and look at what this world is doing to us. Our souls are being ripped apart daily by the illusions of this world. Again, that is fame and fortune being the biggest illusions of this world. There's more to go along with that. But we gotta understand what this stuff is doing to us. We're really not regenerating properly because we chase the illusions of fame and fortune of this world. Excuse me for a moment. Okay, let me continue. The fame and fortune of this world keeps many of us blinded to the truths that will set our souls free and regenerate them. Many of us don't regenerate because we follow this culture of death and destruction. And fame and fortune usually leads to the death and destruction of our souls, why we don't properly regenerate. And I know somebody out there saying, you know, man, forget you. I want to make a lot of money, or I want to be famous so I can make a lot of money, or some variation of the two. And they may look at what I'm saying as stupid, and I don't know what I'm talking about. And I've never been famous. I've never been fortunate. So from that point of view, I don't know what I'm talking about. But as I watch the people that have been one or the other or both, and I see how disastrous their life end up, and I ask the question, is it really worth it? Fame and fortune really worth destroying your soul? Okay, I've just been informed the live feed is about to end. If you would like to hear the rest of this discourse, please dial into 424-222-5376. Again, that's 424-222-5376. If you can't dial in, first I'm in. Secondly, the world. Thirdly, man. For those on playback and on the phone, I will continue. Many of us have the impression that fame and fortune will solve all the ills and hardships and pain and suffering in our lives. Not knowing on the other side of that, that there's even more hardship, pain, suffering, devastation, etc. Because fame and fortune doesn't solve poverty. What solves poverty is what's in your mind right now. Changing that around. You know, if you don't change that around and you seek fame and fortune, you may even get fame and fortune. What's in your mind will eventually bring you right back to poverty. Because you didn't solve what was causing the poverty in the first place. What was going on within you. What illusions or mixed up information you had in your mind that caused the poverty for you in the first place. I mean, sometimes we are born into poverty and we can't help that. You know, the Book of Life talks about hierarchy of souls. Some are born in more fortunate lives than others. The soul, when it comes into this life, and so some of us would like to improve our station in life. There's nothing wrong with that. But if you got it in you, draw other souls to get to that next level in life, you got some serious issues in you. And you are degenerating instead of regenerating. We're in this life to regenerate, not degenerate. But most of us don't get that lesson for some reason. You know, we're under the ghost spell of the spellcasters. And that's why some people, the only thing they have to look forward to is to seek fame and fortune. That's all they have to look forward to. That's all they care for. And if it's not about fame and fortune, it really doesn't matter. Can we say? I mean, what can we do to keep it together? Keep our souls together. Seek the good. To follow the good. To be the good. In this life and eternally. Some of y'all may go, eternally? What are you talking about? We are eternal souls. Like I said last week, what they tell us is death isn't really a death to exist in this mortal form. But that doesn't mean that we cease to exist. We keep going. And to be a soul without a body in this three-dimensional plane is something that we are not supposed to be doing. When our time is up in this three-dimensional plane, we're supposed to resurrect out of here. But we keep getting fed misinformation that most of us are not aware of that until it's too late. I say that this life is constantly ripping our souls apart. Constantly. Not just here and there. It's a continuous event. And our souls are ripped apart because we believe in the untruths of this reality. And because we follow the untruths of this reality, damn ourselves. You know, some people just, they believe that if they achieve those things, fame and fortune, that nothing else matters. They treat everybody that is not of the famous or the fortunate as dirt. Themselves, because when they treat other souls like that, they degenerate, and at the end of their lives, when they depart this life, bodiless souls, wandering, ghosts. Completely out of their nature. And this is what, you know, the reason why they haunt certain places, certain people, or both. Trying to get back something that they could never gain again, a life. Yeah, they say you eventually, your soul recycles, you know, come back into another life. They said that's how it happens. Some souls don't come back into this life, this world. Isn't that what happened to the descendants of the fallen angels when they made it with men? Well, not with men, but made it with the species man. And those souls condemned to be trapped here eternally. Or the hells that they reside in. Some of them rise and take bodies. And they become, as they say, rulers over men. And they seek the fame and fortunes of this world and don't care who they roll over getting it, because they know their souls are damned to stay here anyway. And so there is no regenerating for them. But that is for those souls, the souls that are damned to hell, to regenerate out of this hell. I know. Most of us say that, well, this is not hell. What are you talking about, Amun-Re? This is not hell. If I could, I want to be here eternally. You know, we've all been taught by the religious dogma that hell is a place of fire and brimstone under the earth. Not even once considering that we have been lied to. that hell is not being able to resurrect back to your immortal state. That's what hell is. And so we're in a world that diminution is always around. It's always there. You may see people that or souls that come through that you may fall in love with, eventually leave this plane. Maybe because they have enough sense to regenerate and get out of here. The fact that they regenerate and get out of here, and you're still stuck here, it just rips your soul apart. That's why I speak this thing called regeneration. It is what we all must do. We all must regenerate. And find our way back. To our place in this universe. First, I'm in. Secondly, the world. Third.
What up, fam?
How you feeling?
We back again.
Yes, sir.
It's Armin Ray.
I hit the earth like a comet, invasion, fanfans, permanent, shine like us are raising. You don't understand, I'm so amazing. Mental bullets be raising, making Caucasian persuasions. Focus on the hip-hop nation, my lawn be lasing. Angel dust, I'm rushing, crush MCs, like the 86 Bears seed. Trap behind the fence, overstand, you can't catch rain, cause of your mere hesitance. Bridge drop with verbal, lie your eyes bloody. Book cast sophisticated, like old Trinidadian is playing rugby. My verbal assault is filled with concrete words, and your mere words can never budge me. I know I'm the Dairon. Contagion like chicken pox, you can't touch me. Y'all forgot real bad boys moving sounds. Got the machine catching my soul, ATM scanning my iris. My vocals rain for centuries like the soul of the siren. It's the CDC protecting me or the releasing the virus. I can't tell, just trying my best to fight my way out of hell. It's my own fucking fault, I'm 1 in 100,000 myself. Trying to repent and still represent and still get bit. And Lord knows my box is still filled with lint. Lord, how am I supposed to be the lords of the land when the lords of my land keep trying to take the Lord out of my hands and fill my heart with such wickedness? For my life, I can't get with this. For life is so intricate, filled with so many holes, makes American cheese twist. This part of the game is this. I must have missed this part of the class. I'm trying to affect your brain with analysis like a cigarette. True bad. Keep writing. The time is now.
The place is here.
The time is now.
The place is here.
The time is now.
The place is here.
Time to get up on your grind. Put it in gear. The time is now.
The place is here.
The time is now.
The place is here.
The time is now.
The place is here.
Introducing Armin Ray G.
I'm Solar. Plug me in your system. I heat it. Turn it up, run it up with all approaching with schisms. Attempt to come near and get scorched by solar flares with your atmosphere. The mic god is here. Through mic, I'm heard everywhere. Where? Their testimony share, ghetto glyphs. They stone me, don't condone me. I speak a Nubian like they Christ, they shall hang me. I say protecting a rat, young life. They want to gang me, rearrange me, but that estrange me. My heart's in rhythm with rage war, drums banging, changes the spell of sleep in the air. The smell of permanent your hair. They yell stop, but I keep writing.
Come on.
I just don't care.
Come on, come
I'm
on.
A far rock, rock hard, hearts and souls. Bred to be hard and cold. There is no glory in any ghetto story told by false prophets. Fake MCs need to stop it. That's why I'm writing. It's not just for the art. It's for the homeless. The churches, these streets.
Come on,
push
come
your
on, come on.
Carts. It's a start. Instead of fleeing the knots, grab these blocks, divide them, conquer them, never tear them apart. The heart of Carter.
Carter.
G. Woodson in your hood, son.